dictation for Robert Dittinger, D as in David, Dittinver, January 2341, address as a letter to Matthew Flegel, Flegel, PhD, 8286835. Dear Mr. Flegel, follow-up for Mr. Dittinger, chronic kidney disease, comes accompanied with family member, last visit in May, comes in a wheelchair, uses a cane at home, morbid obesity, according to a daughter, he fell a few weeks ago backwards, no loss of consciousness, was unsteady, was not having chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, no focal deficit, did not go to the emergency room, isolated nose bleeding, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies cloudiness of the urine or blood, does have frequency nocturia, incontinence, and urgency, a stable edema, no ulcers, uses a CPAP machine, follows with cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Medication list review, I'm going to highlight lisinopril, Norvas, Bumex, on cholesterol treatment, on Lidica, diabetes management, tolerating Jardiance, takes no beta blocker, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, today weight around 258. Blood pressure was low, 100 over 56 on the left side. Hard of hearing, no gross respiratory distress. Question memory issues, lungs are clear. I notice irregular breathing, although rate is not elevated. No pericardial wrap, obesity, no ascites tenderness, 1 to plus edema bilateral, hard of hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine in August as high as 2.6, presently 2.3, although appears to be progressive. Present GFR 28 stage 4, electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 10.9. Prior elevated PTH 107. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, question progression, monitor over time. He has made no decisions if he will ever do dialysis or not. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Next number is status post aortic valve replacement and mitral valve repair, as well as a MACE procedure for atrial fibrillation. Has a left atrial appendage closure. Remains anticoagulated. He appears to me irregular. Patient and family will go to office of Dr. Kreposman today for an EKG. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stenting. Next number, long-term diabetes, hypertension, likely behind the kidney abnormalities. Next number, prior sepsis and rhabdomyolysis and pneumonia. Next number, ascending aortic aneurysm, clinically stable. Next number, bilateral renal cyst without obstruction, no urinary retention. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis documented on imaging. Next number, blood pressure probably in the low side. Medications might need to be adjusted. First, an EKG to be done. All issues discussed with the patient family member. End of dictation.